Hey, buddy, this is the engineer. If you know what's good for you, you listen to WMUC, FM College Park. Never structurally superfluous.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
This is WMUC College Park Digital. Good afternoon, UMD. Welcome to Hello World, the place where video game music can continue its long-lasting legacy. I'm your host, EP Jade, joined here by my co-host, Bitmask. Bitmask, how you doing?
I am doing beautifully, EP Jade. Can't complain. It is a beautiful, beautiful Friday afternoon here in College Park.
Absolutely. With the exception of the glaciers, which has come down from Greenland that visited us.
It's like Titanic out there, folks.
Absolutely. Love to hear it. We've got a great show planned for you all today. Today, February 6th, we celebrate the 12th anniversary of the release of Puyo Puyo Tetris. This game is really significant as it marks the first Western release in a long while for the Puyo series, which is a Japanese 2D vertical puzzle game similar to Tetris. Highly recommend checking it out if you like RNG puzzle games. To commemorate that, we've got some Puyo and Tetris tracks from the PS sets. The Nets Tetris, Tetris Plus, and Puyo Puyo Bots. Stay tuned. And we're back. That was track 4 from the Nets Tetris, Edit Mode from Tetris Plus, and Gallery from Puyo Puyo Bots, all released for the PSX. You know, it seems regardless of the console, there's going to be a release on Tetris on there in one way, shape, or form. Bitmask, my man, what games have you experienced that you seem to, you know, find a way to find a place on every single platform? I got a feeling it's Pokemon for you, since that's your thing.
Oh, there's too many to count, Jade. Pokemon is obviously very, very huge industry that has been ported to many different platforms. You've got, of course, all of the games. I mean, there have been games released from Game Boy all the way to GBA to the Wii. A lot of Nintendo consoles. Why do you think that is?
I think just Nintendo wants to create similar experiences, you know, regardless of like the console, to keep that legacy.
They want to make you buy all of their consoles. They're very good consoles. Some absolute classics out there. The Switch is one of my favorites. Wii as well. Alongside that, I think the Sonic franchise has been ported to all H-word in every single console that has possibly been out there. Some good, some absolutely horrible.
Yeah, some good, some bad, and some Sonic the Hedgehog for Game Boy Advance, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for me, Tetris is such a simple yet effective formula that, you know, that can work on, you know, anything regardless of the specs. So, you know, it's truly fascinating to visit old incarnations of Tetris, you know, on retro and legacy hardware. It's you know, it's definitely a time capsule of what was seen as, you know, revolutionary of each respective time period. And, you know, on the topic of incarnations, just last Monday, on the 2nd, we saw the release of Persona 3 Reload 2 years ago. And good Lord, 2 years ago. It's really flown by.
Okay.
I've never played, you know, the remake, Persona 3 Reload, although I've heard nothing but good things. I'm a Persona 4 guy myself, so I usually end up replaying that. We're going to close my side of Hello World with Persona 5 for the PS2, which I'd argue Persona really started to come into its own, commercially and artistically. Persona 3, Persona 3 FES, and Persona 4. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
the next masterpiece need. A new generation came up with the beast taste. But I'm a Mr. Nice Guy, CM of Waska. Not a mafioso, but a hustle like mine. Lay low is the feel of me. I'll take these beats, fix, go crazy with me. So put him up in his place with me. And shake with a man, L to the G's, now follow me. Ho! Oh,
All right, that was The Moon Reaching Out Stars from Persona 3 Mass Destruction's version on Persona 3 FEX, and Your Affection from Persona 4. That concludes my side, but don't go anywhere. We're gonna take a quick break, then Bitmask will take over with his strats. Stay tuned, guys.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods. And if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Start a startup with other startups at Startup Shell. Get started at startupshell.org.
Sorry if we blew your eardrums out there. Coming at you on the B-side. We've got some great tracks coming in for you today. I'm just going to let you guess the game that we're celebrating this week. We've got some fantastic tracks starting up, but of course, on the second side of the track, we've got our celebration of Firewatch, which is now 10 years old this year. Can you believe it, EPJ?
10 years for the beautiful year that was 2016.
Also a contentious year for some reasons too, but Firewatch for sure made that a really, really great year. We've got some really great tracks coming up. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. If you're still with us, you are a true fan. If you tried to guess what game we are celebrating for that first part of the B-side, if you guessed Piglet's Big Game for the GBA, you would be absolutely correct. Yes, this is the most unintentionally scary soundtrack of all time. Those three tracks were dedicated to songs that were really unintentionally scary. One of them was intentionally supposed to be scary. First track was Black Fairy from Silent Hill 2. Second track was Dog Pound from the game A Dog's Life for the PS2. And the final track was Foreboding 1 from Piglet's Big Game for the GameCube. EPJ, let me ask you a question. How many foreboding tracks do you think were in Piglet's Big Game that sound exactly like the Silent Hill 2 soundtrack?
I mean, including this one for... This game is rated E for everyone.
Yes,
correct.
That is correct.
I make the conservative, educated guess and say that there's three treads in a similar vein to this.
EPJ, I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but unfortunately there are 11 foreboding tracks in this game. A lot of people call this baby's first survival horror. It is the most unintentionally scary game of all time. Folks, we got another half of the B-side for you. I promise it's not going to be as scary, but it is going to be a little suspenseful. We've got some ambient tracks celebrating the release of Firewatch. We got Beartooth Point from Firewatch. We've got Vanishing Grace from The Last of Us. And finally, we've got The House from What Remains of Edith Finch. I hope you enjoy, folks. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Alrighty, folks, that was Beartooth Point from Firewatch, Vanishing Grace from The Last of Us, and The House from What Remains of Edith Finch. I cannot recommend these games enough if you love suspenseful horror-type games that don't really rely on jump scares and running away from monsters. Yeah, that's my personal recommendation. Of course, we can't make any official recommendations for you to go buy stuff here at WMUC. That being said, thank you so, so much for tuning into Hello World. I am Bitmask.
I am EP Jade.
And we hope you have a great rest of your day. Happy playing, gamers. We'll see you next week.
Too soon, I don't know how to live without my head on his throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet you think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Soft and
your faith in me. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Sometimes my mind don't shape and shift, but most of the time it does. And I get to the place where I'm begging
from Super Smash Bros. You're listening to WMUC. The soft candle glow, the
so slow. Your skin on my skin. The room is spinning. Nerve on my bone. I'm shaking, oh no. I'm talking though I shouldn't be. I lost all sensibility. Ooh, I've never been so fragile.
So slow, your skin.